With calls for a no-fly zone over Ukraine intensifying, the White House announced U.S. President Joe Biden will head to Brussels next week to attend a special NATO meeting over Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
His goal is to meet in person, face-to-face, with his European counterparts and talk about and assess where we are at this point in the conflict.
The White House would not say whether that trip will include any visits to the Ukrainian border or meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who has been pushing for a no-fly zone over his country. NATO allies, including the U.S., oppose a no-fly zone, as it would put NATO and Russian planes in direct conflict and potentially lead to nuclear war. Still, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin is meeting with NATO defense ministers for a two-day gathering at the alliance headquarters in Brussels. Earlier in the day, Zelensky addressed the Canadian Parliament and made his case.
Close the airspace. Please stop the bombing. How many more cruise missiles have to fall on our cities until you make this happen?
The U.S. continues to send more help. On Tuesday, the U.S. president signed a spending bill that included $13.6 billion for Ukrainian security and humanitarian assistance.
We're moving urgently to further augment the support to the brave people of Ukraine as they defend their country. We're also going to be better positioned to provide for the rapidly growing humanitarian needs of the Ukrainian people.
The money provides aid for Ukrainian refugees in Ukraine and in neighboring nations. It also gives Ukraine military equipment and training. The Ukrainian president will make his case for a no-fly zone when, on Wednesday, he addresses a joint session of the U.S. Congress. Kimberly Helkett, Al Jazeera, The White House.